Animals in God's Story. Chapter 6, Will My Pet Be in Heaven? By Steve Martin and Clyde L. Pilkington, Jr. It's the question that sits quietly in the hearts of so many, will I see my pet again? You've probably asked it in the dark, maybe, through tears, maybe while holding a leash that no longer has a dog, or staring at a sunlit spot on the carpet where your cat used to nap. And maybe you haven't asked it out loud, because someone once told you that it was childish, sentimental, not theological enough. But that ache in your chest, it's not silly, it's sacred, and you're not alone in feeling it. The Bible doesn't have a verse that says your pet is in heaven, but it doesn't say the opposite either. What it gives us is something far more powerful than platitudes. It gives us a story of hope so wide and so beautiful it sweeps up everything we've ever loved and thought we lost. Let's start here, through him, Jesus, to reconcile all things to himself, whether things on earth or things in heaven, Colossians 1:20. All things, not just people, not just the spiritual, not just those who said the right words at the right time. All things. That includes your pet, the one who waited by, the door, who walked with you through hard seasons, who showed you more about loyalty and presence than some sermons ever could. Paul says that all creation is groaning, waiting to be set free from the decay it never chose, Romans 8. That groaning? Now that's not just earthquakes and extinction. The silent whimper of an old dog in pain. It's the last breath of a beloved cat in your arms. It's the ache in your own soul when they're gone. But here's the good news. That groaning has an expiration date. Jesus will remain in heaven until the time comes for God to restore everything as he promised long ago through his holy prophets, Acts 3:21. Restore everything, not just redeem souls, not just rescue people. Restore everything. That includes wagging tails and twitching whiskers. It includes the quiet comfort of a warm body curled up beside you, the purr that synced with your heartbeat, the joyful bark that made you feel like the most important person in the world. This is not a vague sentimental hope. This is resurrection. This is redemption that reaches to the edges. Isaiah saw it, wolves and lambs lying down together. Hosea saw it, a covenant not just with people, but with the beasts of the field. Paul saw it, a groaning creation waiting for liberation. John saw it, a voice from heaven declaring, "Behold, I am making all things new." Revelation. Everything broken will be mended. Everything lost will be found. Everything groaning will sing. So, will you see your pet again? If God gave them to you in this life as a gift of love, comfort, and companionship, why would he erase that in the life to come? Love doesn't end with death. And God's love? It never ends. Your story with your pet isn't over. Not by a long shot. The world is being remade. And your companion? They'll be there, tail wagging, eyes shining, whole again, not forgotten, not discarded, restored, just like you.